nerderotic.com.
Well, hey, more good news for Lord of the Rings fans. It's bad enough that the Rings of Power Season 3 announced its release date, which is Thank November. Hey, we all love job security. Okay, I'm just going to say that.
You know, one of the side effects... One of the side effects of Pedro Pascal kissing Stephen Colbert could be that he ends up in the movie.
Oh, shut up.
They're very close now.
Stop. He is airborne.
You just put that... In the air, fucking A.
I thought you were gonna say he got AIDS. Like, that's what I thought.
That is also a possibility.
I can only hope.
Pedro Pascal is Tom Bombadil. What?
Oh no!
I hope that happens because they're gonna blame you. The world is gonna come after you.
I could see that happening.
I could see Colbert casting himself as Bombadil.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that too. Like, legitimately,
because he just thinks that like he could probably like fit in that role, dude. Lord of the Rings sucks now, man. It's over.
Hunt for Gollum is based on the Joker. Did you hear that? It's inspired by the Joker. Why not?
It's fucking
have it be inspired by the fucking chapter you're basing it on.
The first one or the second one is Gollum.
Is that the fucking fucking retard? I mean,
but both are completely, tonally, like, different.
Stupid.
Why do they keep doing this?
He's going back to the Tintin movie. I fucking love that Tintin
movie. Great movie. Underrated.
It's fun. It's over the top, but it is.
It is.
Yeah, that's what Tintin's supposed to be, though. My kid freaking loved it when he saw it. God, he watched
the motorcycle chase. Crazy.
Yeah, it's. And you see the team that was on that? It's Peter Jackson, Steven Spielberg, Edgar Wright, Stephen Moffat from Doctor Who. They all had something to do with that. It was nuts. So Peter Jackson compares new Gollum movie to Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And like from the same industry that brought you making Sauron a Walter White story. Right. Fucking hell.
And a thirst trap.
And a thirst. Jesus. Don't remind me.
Sorry, I just learned Gollum is going to be a movie, so I'm...
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, what?
Is it really going to be a movie?
There's going to be two, because all they have rights for are the books and appendices, and Warner Brothers apparently still has rights to some of those appendices. Amazon has rights to them, too. They don't cross over at all, and they are adapting unadapted chapters, basically.
Stop comment on Reddit. It's great. Gollum, what's his story? The reply, so far we only know absolutely fucking everything about his whole life.
A rare Reddit win. All right.
We haven't seen how he got his loincloth. Hey. That's the reply. It's actually really good. Just actually just shitting on this. Like, yo, what?
Peter Jackson says his long-delayed The Adventures of Tintin sequel is finally underway, revealing at Cannes that he is actively writing the screenplay with Fran Walsh, while also comparing Andy Serkis' upcoming Lord of the Rings The Hunt for Gollum to Todd Phillips' Joker.
No, God.
After a decade spent focusing on documentaries and film technology, Peter Jackson is prepared to return to feature filmmaking, first as a producer on Andy Serkis, who directed Animal Farm, by the way, everybody. Yeah. 2027 film, Lord of the Rings Hunt for Gollum. Then with his sequel to Steven Spielberg's 2011 hit, The Adventures of Tintin, which would mark Jackson's first directing effort since 2015's The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, weakest of the trilogy by far. In an interview with IndieWire at the Cannes Film Festival, Jackson described his Tintin project as an active real thing, that's good, and said he was delighted to be back in the mid-century world of Hergé's adventuresome reporter. We don't have to talk about Tintin. The one thing, that there's an interview out there that's on Twitter where he talks about the worst news. So it's one thing to do basically adapt side quests from the books, but unfortunately a lot of us Lord of the Rings fans have said, dude, get the rights to the Silmarillion, unfinished tales. There's some real movies in there, and it's be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Just like so anyway, those two books were gone. But then Tolkien, then Christopher Tolkien sort of edited and published other Tolkien books, Silmarillion and Unfinished Tales. I mean, there's a lot more Tolkien writing, which would actually make great movies that were subsequently edited and released by Christopher. But he just absolutely would not let any the mere idea of a film happen. So those rights have never been available. But Christopher passed away recently, two or three years ago now.
Can you pause it real quick?
Yeah.
Can anyone understand what this motherfucker's saying? I have no idea what he's saying.
New Zealand is like an offshoot of Aussie, and so I can kind of get the jargon.
Basically, what he said is Christopher Tolkien, one of the greatest sons who's ever lived, has protected his father's legacy and didn't
Thank God he's dead now.
Yeah.
didn't want these film rights out there because these are unfinished things that Christopher edited, right? And would never let anybody touch him forever, years and years and years and years. And Peter Jackson just said, oh, he just died a couple of years ago. And, well, the rest of the estate is far more open.
Yeah, Simon doesn't care.
Simon doesn't give a fuck.
Clearly. I love that follows the rules of three with the third generation will fuck everything up for a family.
Uh-huh.
Literally, that is documented of how stuff works. Yeah. And they are doing it perfectly right now.
And the younger Tolkiens, the sort of this next generation, are now running the estate, and they're much more, much more open to talking. So I know that Warner's combination of Warner's and us have been talking to some of the younger Tolkien members who are part of who are now part of the board about the possibility of actually licensing the rights to some of the other books. It'd be nice to get away from the appendices and get something a bit more meaty.
What? Imagine that. Imagine being a grandchild of a great author and just like having companies coming to you offering massive amounts of money for something that you didn't contribute to anything to. It's like, here's all this money. Mm-hmm. It's a credit to Tolkien, honestly, for making such a great, work and legacy. And I think, his descendants get to profit off it, but still, it's like, lucky them.
They're profiting enough off of what's out there. They don't need any more money. They just want more money. And if you've seen interviews with them, there's a couple of them. There's one dude who tried to make it in Hollywood, and he sounds like the third generation Eli. He sounds like he's had a lot of business ventures that haven't worked out very much, hasn't probably worked very much, and now is in control of one of the greatest stories ever told. The problem is they're not caring about the legacy. And if you muddy the waters with a bunch of shit, it will affect it. Whether you like it or not, it will affect it. One of the best-selling books of all time, translated into, 37 different languages and more dialects than that. If you combine all the books, it's the second or third best-selling book of all time. And, they're going to make the Silmarillion with a black trans lesbian.
It's called the third generation curse. If anyone wants to Google it, the third generation curse, it's a well-known phenomenon and adage. And it is, it's what you're saying. It's, first generation builds the wealth through hard work and sacrifice. Second generation grows up watching the struggle. Third generation is born into the wealth and may not understand the effort required to earn or maintain said wealth. And that's, as you just said, exactly what happened.
But it's also because they were born into the wealth, they don't respect it. Like, something given has no value. And so they only think of, I can get money today. And they have no idea that I'm going to have kids and it's going to go on for another couple of hundred years. And so I have to treat the legacy well now so that future generations can protect it. They're just going to burn the IP as fuel to get instant gratification and instant money for themselves and then spend it all. And then the next generation had very little. Yeah.
Why you beat your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Don't spoil them. Oh, that's a lesson. You tell them.
Fëanor is going to be Pedro Pascal. I'm calling it right now.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense.
Jesus Christ. That's horrible news. When Warner Brothers said they were going to get back into Lord of the Rings, I was initially excited because they were, it felt like they were kind of trolling. They were trolling Amazon. And they're like, we still have rights. But then I saw The War of the Rohirrim, and that's the same person who's writing, co-writing Hunt for Gollum, by the way. And it was terrible. It was feminist. It was a it was a Tolkien story through a feminist lens, and it's
how many examples now do we have of beloved creators that we respected, like Philippa Boyens and Peter Jackson, coming back to a property fucking it up?
Well,
it's like I think every single time.
I think it's because in the first one she was restrained, and in this she, because of her prior work, now she had full control. Mm. And she did a great quote where she said, look, there was all these great characters and great names and great men that were written in there, but there was just this unnamed woman that I really related to, and I thought, what's her story? Yeah. And so I made it about her. And it was just, she can only perceive from her reality, she can only put herself into stories.
And I don't know how she was felt related to that one woman who was mentioned in a sentence.
Didn't even have a name because she was that one.
Yeah, didn't have a name.
And she wrote an entire story where she's basically responsible for getting her entire family killed, and somehow she thinks that's a win. Uh-huh. It's like,
Jesus.
Her father is dying at the gate, and he's like, no, but he could walk through the gate, but he's like, no, it's because they need you to be leader, and just kill him. He just dies.
I can remember barely anything from that film. It's so forgettable. All I remember is that I didn't like it, and it was, you know, feminist crap. But everything else is just like excised because it was so forgettable. It was nothing. It was a blip.
And it was an hour too long. It should have been 90 minutes, and it was like 2.5 hours.
A choppy animation. Yeah, it was brutal.
Glad they included the line, though, I am not afraid of you. You should be. Every girl boss moment they could add in.
Yeah. Yep. And it's actually a great story that they fucked up. We knew what path Warner Brothers was on, America's dumbest entertainment company, who was in debt and was forced to sell. And it looks like that Paramount Warner Brothers deal is going to be done in September. Oh, boy. Hollywood's going to get mad. Boy.